bonus track. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome again, again, and again. Hola, mujerpreneurs. Welcome back to our safe space where we dive deep into the heart of this podcast show, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, where we dive deep into the heart of entrepreneurship. You, mujerpreneur, so that is a woman entrepreneur, a mujerpreneur. I am Marty Angel, your host, and if you're joining me here on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, let me invite you to hit that subscribe bell and remember to leave me some love so that you never miss an episode. But today we're diving deep into the heart of the entrepreneurship, mixing it with our unique blend of Spanglish and cultura. Hola. Soy Marty Ángel, la anfitriona de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Gracias por estar aquí. Gracias por verme aquí en el Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. O tal vez me están escuchando. Maybe you're listening to me on the podcast. But let's talk about what are we tackling today. Today, we are tackling a giant in the room or that elephant in the room. And what is that? The fear of not knowing exactly what to do every day to move our business forward. Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt the fear of not knowing exactly what to do? People show you what the end can look like, but how do we get there? What is it that exactly I need to do in order to get there? And if I don't know exactly what to do, what steps to take, then I'm not going to do it. So what ends up happening is this fear creeps in and it makes us todas confundidas, and sometimes it can cause analysis paralysis. So have you been there? Have you ever felt the fear of not knowing exactly what to do and then feeling that fear even deeper that you're never going to figure it out? It's a maze, mujeres chulas hermosas. Let me tell you, it is a maze. Pero juntas, together we can find the way out. Vamos a encontrar la salida juntas, right? That's what I offer in my coaching, in my group coaching. Now, let me answer a question that comes up. Like, how big is the group coaching? Because I want to make sure that I have enough of me to go around, I look at it as I wouldn't want to coach more than the same amount of students I had in my business college courses, which are about 50, no more than 50, right? Especially when we're going through 6 months of coaching and this group coaching, and it's so much more affordable. So if you've ever thought about it, a lo mejor ahorita es el momento. But let's get back to it. The heart of the matter. Cada mañana, every morning, when you wake up with a mix of pasión and uncertainty, you can feel it. ¿Me entiendes? Your business is your sueño grande, right? That's your sueño grande. Pero ese miedo de no saber qué hacer a veces te paraliza. That fear of The fear of not knowing what to do next can paralyze us. But I've been there. Let me share with you that I've been there and you are not alone. This fear paralyzes me too sometimes. But this is a common fear that is not talked about much, right? The fear, they talk about the fear of being successful, the fear of being a failure. Those are not the fears that keep us. It's the fear of not knowing exactly what to do to get to that success. Or better yet, the fear of not knowing what to do that gets us to that failure, because we know that that one step of failure gets us one step closer to success. But you are not alone. No estás solita. This fear is a common visitor to many of us, especialmente if you are a mujerpreneur with ADHD like me, right? Mujeres, those whispering doubts begin to overtake our mind, and then they paint scenarios of what ifs. And have you ever noticed that the what ifs that they paint are, what if this doesn't work? What if I can't get out of this rut of not knowing exactly what to do? What if this doesn't work? What if I fail? What if I, you know, all the what ifs that are negative. But let me ask you this. What if you succeeded? What if you opened yourself up and thought, I know exactly what to do next, right? But this emotional roller coaster that we, the mujerpreneurs, are on a daily basis sometimes can get pretty scary. And although we hold on, is still attacking us. Like I said, you know, story here, ¿verdad? So the story here, let me tell you, I remember so clearly, I was going through something traumatic in my career, and I called my cousin, who's an attorney, because it got to the point where, you know, I had to defend myself of people attacking me for things and which weren't true. But I called him and I said, what am I going to do? And he said, honey, he said, sit down in the most comfortable chair, put your hands on the armchair and hold on, because the roller coaster ride is going to take you way up and way down. But at the end, you will be safe. Admítelo, amigas. Have you ever been there? This being a roller coaster, being on this roller coaster as a mujerpreneur is like riding una montaña rusa emocional. ¿A poco no? Right? Some days you're on top of the world. Y otros días, oh my gosh, no sabes cómo empezar. You don't even know where to begin. You just feel stuck, wondering how to take the next step, or better yet, what is the next step, right? This emotional roller coaster is part of the journey, though, let me assure you. Pero how we deal with it, Let me tell you how I dealt with it, this emotional roller coaster, how I dealt with it when I was young, but I have grown up, matured, and I wouldn't do that anymore. But here it is. As you know, I've been a mujerpreneur for a very long time, since I was a child. But in my early teens, in my late teens and early 20s, I was a maestra de ballet, and a maestra de bailes, and a maestra de quinces, and a maestra de, you know, I was teaching the waltzes for weddings and for quinceañeras and sweet 16s and doing all of that. And I get one day, I've got this massive, these people had a massive amount of money, and, you know, they wanted this big shebang, and there was like 30 people I had to teach how to dance and get them all to come to practice and all of that. Anyway, on the day of, everything was okay, everything was, you know, fixed, costumes, everything. And on the day of, I get like 10 of the kids come and tell me they changed everything. Don't get upset, but they changed everything. They're talking about the fact they don't need you anymore. Well, they slighted me, but here it is. It was sort of my fault. I got really upset. And I said, well, if they don't need me, then I guess I'll go home. So I went home and they went on without me and they never paid me. But that's something that, you know, that la inmadurez, the immaturity, will make you do. And now I look back on it and I think that was really dumb. But what did I learn from that? Not to do that again, right? Not to listen and to, you know, I've always been one, I'm a finisher. So always, ever since then, you know, ever since I can remember, my dad would say, finish what you start. So I do that now. But that was a point in time where I really messed up, right? And that was because of what? I didn't acknowledge the fear. So you've got to acknowledge the fear in order to heal it. So first, let's acknowledge that fear. Si estás allí, it's perfectly normal. Es normal. Es normal, normal que sientas esa duda, que sientas ese miedo, ¿verdad? But we have to acknowledge it, because the fear is not our enemy. It is a signal. Es una alerta that you're stepping out of your comfort zone. Y eso, queridas, hermosas, chulas, it's where the growth happens. Ahí es donde empezamos a crecer. That, amigas, is what we need to recognize. We need to recognize it. We need to name it. And then we can strategize to move past it. Tenemos que reconocerlo. Tenemos que darle el nombre y luego podemos hacer estrategias para salir adelante. So again, let me remind you, when that fear comes up, feel it. Let it be there. Recognize it. Name it. And then let's strategize ourselves out of that fear. But let me give you some strategies that I have used in order to help me. So I analyze that fear, but to get moving, what I do is there is a little, you know, voice in my head. And when I hear that little voice in my head, whether it's English, Spanish, or French, then I step back a little bit. And I think, okay, what are the small daily actions that I can take right now to move me out of this fear of not knowing what to do exactly? No necesitas tener todas las respuestas hoy. That's what they say. Don't worry about the how, but just move forward. So get focused on doing some tasks, some little tasks, because what you need to focus on right now in this moment in time when you feel that fear is to focus on your small daily actions. The small daily actions that align with the big vision, right? The big vision. You have to have that big vision, and you know, you could put it up on top of your office, the big vision, and then align your actions with that daily. So piénsalo así. Every step, cada paso es un pedacito of the puzzle. It's a piece of the, a small piece of the puzzle. Pero no te agobies con el panorama completo. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't let overwhelm come in. Just say, okay, overwhelm, I feel you. And I'm ready to let you go. Would now be a good time to let you go? Yes. So let it go. So focus on placing one piece at a time. One piece at a time. Don't let that fear stop you. Don't let that fear help you to make bad decisions like my bad decision, right? That's strategy number one. Now, strategy number two is belong to a community and get support. Remember that in the communities that you join, you're looking for people that are just like you and that the mentor in, you know, that's leading you can lead you out of this, you know, kind of chaotic thoughts. And remember, nunca estás sola. You are not alone. La comunidad de mujerpreneurs is vast and full of wisdom. Reach out. Comparte tus miedos y tus éxitos. A support system not only offers emotional comfort, but practical advice. So when you join a community of like-minded individuals that are moving forward, you know, embrace arms and let's move forward. Because juntas, together, somos más fuertes. Juntas, somos más fuertes. And then strategy number three. Think about this. Strategy number three is all about continuous learning. El mundo de negocio cambia rápido, and staying informed is the key. You've got to dedicate time each week to learn something new related to your business, right? And for me, that's kind of tricky because I do a lot of businesses. I'm a network marketer. I am a podcaster. I am an influencer doing videos, review videos. I am an affiliate marketer and I write, articles in big blogs and, you know, like guest podcasts and all of the things. So, you know, staying informed is key. So what I do, but maybe it would work for you, is I delineate a day for each, which is my general, right? My general outline, a day that I do this, a day I do that, a day I do this, because I'm still a mom and I'm still the maid and I'm still the cook and I don't mind that. When we begin to mind that, that's when you need help, okay? So dedicate time each week to learn something new related to either your one business or your many business or just marketing in general. Because it could be marketing a product, it could be marketing the development of a book. Maybe you're writing an ebook. You know, I write ebooks as well. I'm a KDP publisher. You know, those kinds of things. And so, work on learning how to be a better customer service representative for your business, right? Whatever it is, este aprendizaje continuo te dará más herramientas para tomar mejor decisiones. So basically, all this learning will give you the tools you need in order to make better decisions for your negocio, right? So mujerpreneurs, hermosas, chulas, remember, I need you to remember this. Because this is one thing that always, always will derail you. Your journey is unique. Your journey is totally yours, personal, and unrecognizable by anybody else, right? It's filled with your own challenges and your own victories. But you need to know that, because when we do not know that our journey is unique and that our journey is personal, then what happens is we allow ourselves to get distracted by what everybody else is doing, because we don't really know what they're doing. We think we know what they're doing, but we don't really know what they're doing. And like I said before, your journey is unique, filled with its own challenges and victories. It's so, so important that you remember that. Remember that it's okay not to have all the answers, right? Do not think that you're supposed to have all the answers before you move forward. Sometimes moving forward will bring the right answers. Let me repeat that. Sometimes moving forward without knowing exactly what to do will allow ourselves to be open to the right answers. Crazy, right? Un poquito loca soy yo, pero no le hace. A veces no necesitamos saber exactamente lo que necesitamos hacer en el siguiente paso, pero sino que tomamos un paso y a lo mejor por tomar ese paso abrimos la mente. You never know. Right? You never ever really know the exact right step. So as long as you accept the fact that I never really know the exact right step, remember that it's okay and love yourself and just hug yourself and say, it's okay not to have all the answers. I walk around sometimes and I'm like, instead of beating myself up, I have changed my conversation with myself, and now I tell myself, Marty, it's okay not to have all the right answers, right? It's okay. And that is tough for somebody that always loves to be right. Do you know somebody that loves to be right? Raise your hand if you know somebody that always seems to want to be right. But know this. It's okay, and I'll repeat it over and over and over, not to have all the answers in the moment, right? Lo importante es seguir moviéndote, no te pares, seguir aprendiendo y sobre todo seguir creyendo en ti misma. Believe in yourself, cree en ti misma, believe in yourself, cree en ti misma. You've got to do it, because if nobody else believes in you, you've got to believe in you. You see, we do this all wrong. We do this all wrong. We think, okay, well, if they believe in me, then I'm going to believe in me too. No, my friends, hermosas, chulas. It doesn't work that way. No trabaja así. First, you have to believe in you before others will believe in you, right? You've got to believe in what you say. We're seeing this in the political climate that we're having. I mean, some of these politicians, they lie so much, but they believe their own lies that we end up believing their lies. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's the truth, right? So think about this. You've got to believe in you. Tú tienes que creer en ti misma before anybody else will believe in you. Now, how do you do that? Well, if I had all the answers, the exact right answers, I would be a billionaire. Not a millionaire, but a billionaire, right? So allow yourself, give yourself grace. It's important. So, amigas chulas hermosas, I want to say, if you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, if you're watching this Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast, let me say gracias. Gracias. And if you're listening to me and you made it this far, I hope you like what you heard. And this is Marty Angel, your host for the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast. Thank you for sharing your time, your heart with me today. as we navigated through the complexities of entrepreneurship. This episode and every episode that I write is crafted with you in mind, aiming to lighten your path through the uncertainties that shadow your daily journey as a mujerpreneur. Pero antes de despedirnos, before I say total goodbye, I have an exclusive invitation that could change the course of your business journey, of the trajectory of your business. Now picture this. Taking the essence of today's conversation, amplifying it with in-depth strategies, direct mentorship, and a supportive community, and me getting in there and teaching you step by step, and then a community that speaks the language you're speaking, both the language of business and the Spanglish, or the English and the Spanish, that dances in our hearts. Somos apasionadas. So now, stop imagining, because it's about to become a reality. I'm so excited. I've been working so hard. I am thrilled to announce, so hard with my coach and my mentor, I am thrilled to announce that the launch of an upcoming masterclass at the end of May or the beginning of June. It's called Digital Ease. It's a masterclass that will open a six-month pathway to your online success, for you, the mujerpreneur, to know exactly what you need to do in order to have success online. But let me just tell you that the class isn't just any class. It's going to be a show of a comprehensive journey designed to take you from where you are, which is feeling overwhelmed by the digital world, to navigating it with confidence and success. And then maybe if you decide to go even further, then you will have what I call digital ease. Now, the course Digital Ease, or the membership Digital Ease, is tailored for you, the mujerpreneur, ready to conquer the online challenges and streamline your digital operations to amplify your business's impact over the next 6 months. Imagine diving deep into creating a digital strategy that feels authentic, efficient, and most importantly, manageable. I promise you're going to emerge with not just a plan, but the skills and confidence to execute it. So if you're loving what I'm sharing, remember to keep your eye on the ball. So I will be sharing it via email. I'll let you know the exact dates. Right now, it's still in the construction phase. Soon, it's going to come out. But the spaces will be limited. Because why? Because like I said before, I am intentionally limiting them because I want to work with a small, exclusive number of people that are really going to rock the six figures that they want inside their business. So I'm going to maintain an intimate setting where every participant, that's you, receives the attention and the guidance that you deserve. Imagine you now have a chance to transform your business and your mindset about what's possible online. So stay tuned for how to secure your spot in this transformative experience. And isn't that what we're all about? Experiencing transformation? So mujeres hermosas chulas, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Think about it. It's time to turn your digital dilemmas into digital ease. For more details, keep an eye on the next episode and make sure you're also connected with me on social media. And then prepare to embark on a journey that will not only redefine your business, but will also celebrate and elevate your unique strengths as a mujerpreneur. So hermosas, chulas, can I say to you, nos vemos en Digital Ease, donde tus sueños digitales se convierten en realidad. I would love to be your coach. I would love to see you in the masterclass. It would make me so happy to help you. But until then, remember to dream big, act with intention, and believe in your unstoppable power. Hasta la próxima, mujerpreneurs. And get ready to master your online success with ease. Once again, gracias por estar aquí. This is Marty Angel, your host of the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, saying gracias. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.